This is Winners on RSN at 9 to 7. It's now 16 minutes to 12, and we're now talking track work from Caulfield this morning with Rob Nicholson. How was the morning, Rob?
Very pleasant, Nadia. Plenty of warm summer sunshine on its way, and there were some nice horses going around both at Caulfield and Sandown this morning, so plenty to talk about.
Well, let's talk a few from the main stables. We'll talk about Aaron Purcell. Who's he likely to have line up on the weekend?
He'll have Yulong Monosaurus contesting the listed Merson Cooper Stakes, Nadia. The filly wasn't disgraced on debut when finishing not far behind Setsuna at the Group 3 level. She ran up 600 metres on the steeple grass this morning in 38.5 and came home her last 400 metres in a very comfortable 25, was on the bit the last 400, and I'd expect a much improved performance once again from Yulong Monosaurus. Villamont went out to Sandown this morning, Nadia, and he'll contest the Sandown Guineas at Group 2 level. Went over 1,000 metres at Sandown very sharply in a minute 4.35. Came home his last 400 in a sizzling 22.5. And look, he's one of those horses that if he puts it all together, he'll certainly be very competitive in the Sandown Guineas. He'll be joined by Black Sail, Nadia, who will also run in the race. And the colt's been in great form with three consecutive seconds and just not having much luck getting to the post first. He had a maintenance gallop over 800 metres this morning in 54.5 and came home the last 400 in a cruisy 25 on the bit. I'd expect Blacksail to run very well. Hard to split. Villamont was outstanding working this morning, but on race day, I'd probably go with Black Sail just on the way he's been racing in his past few starts in the Sandown Guineas. Apart from those, Lady Esprit also headed out to Sandown, had a gallop over 800 in 51.25, came home the last 400 in a reasonably sharp 23.1, and it'll be contesting the Doveton Stakes. I'd expect a good performance from Lady Esprit. Swaka Dalek, who was a terrific third last start and been in very good form recently, he contests the listed Sandown Cup and prepared on the Sandown course proper this morning over 1,200 metres. Ran a pretty good time of 1:22.3, the last 600 in 39, and his last 400 was a very solid 24, Nadia. So of the Purcell stable, I'd be going with Black Sail and Yulong Monosaurus as the two standouts, with probably a good each-way chance for Swakadelic in the listed cup.
And what about Mick Price?
He'll run Octobello in the Sandown Guineas. The colt ran on pretty well last start and wasn't disgraced, and he worked very nicely over 1,200 metres this morning in a minute 21.8 at Caulfield on the steeple grass. His last 400 cruised home in 25.13. More of a maintenance gallop the last 400 and keeping a little bit in the tank for Saturday. I'd expect the horse to run competitively and certainly give Villamont and Black Sail something to worry about. Apart from that, Oregon's Day is a definite starter in the Group 3 Summon Stakes on Saturday. The mare's had a luckless preparation, Nadia, as you know, and she worked impressively this morning, running 1,000 metres in a minute 4.35. The last 400 in 24.78 on the steeple grass and looked to be in pretty good order, Nadia. I'd expect Oregon's Day to be very competitive in the summoned, and possibly if she gets some luck this time in, she may win. Bassett and Duke of Brunswick both had light mornings as well, and they'll both run hopefully on Saturday. Mick was pretty bullish that Duke of Brunswick will run again in the Sandown Stakes at Group 3 level, while Bassett will probably drop back in distance to the Group 3 Kevin Heffernan Stakes over the 1,300. But both have come through the run on the weekend well, and Duke of Brunswick, as we all saw, was only beaten a nostril in a very close finish. So he's flying and has really grown into himself this preparation.
And what about John Maloney? He's got a few horses in the nominations.
He's got a very interesting horse, Nadia, coming off Mick Price into John Maloney. John's got a horse called Pure, who's the half-sister to Group 1 winner Flying Artie. She'll make her debut in the listed Merson Cooper Stakes. She had a trial recently, and she worked quite solidly over 800 in 53 this morning, and last 400 metres in 24.5 on the steeple grass. Speaking with John, he said she'll run well, but she may be better suited to getting out a little bit further in distance than the Mersenne Cooper distance of 1,000 metres. She'll probably come into her own a bit more over 12 to 1,400. Aside from them, he's got Give contesting the Sandown Guineas. He's been galloping in really good order and went over 1,200 metres in a minute 20.55 on the steeple. His last 400 in 24.5 on the bit. Black and Tan's the last start winner. He'll contest the Twilight Glow Stakes, Nadia. She's a filly that headed to Sandown this morning and worked on the course proper in a minute 21.45. Her last 400 in 24.53, and certainly a very live chance in the Twilight Glow. Orient Line is nominated to run at Sandown. He worked over 1,200 on the course proper, also at Sandown, in a minute 20.73. He quickened really stylishly to run home the last 400 in 23.98 and should run very well on the weekend. Liberty Song's nominated to run in the listed Doveton Stakes, as well as Friday night at Moonee Valley in the 9.55. Last start winner prepared over 600 on the poly track this morning in 37 and looks in really good order. So whichever way John decides to take Liberty Song, I'd expect the horse to be very, very competitive.
And what about John Salinitri's Seductive Miss?
Yeah, Seductive Miss is contesting the Twilight Glow. She's a last start winner also, and she prepared over 1,000 metres in evens, quickening at the 800 to run home in 52, and her last 400 in 24.25. So she's a horse that's certainly progressing nicely and could be very much in the contest to win the Twilight Glow. Would be very competitive with Black and Tan. I'd say they'd be both fighting out the finish, but I'd probably go with Black and Tan just ahead of Seductive Miss at this stage.
And John Sadler's horses?
John Sadler will run Observational. The very good horse that he is prepared for the Group 2 Eclipse Stakes this morning. He worked nicely with stablemate Jolly's Cafe, who will run on Friday night at Moonee Valley and is another last start winner. They went 1,200 metres in a minute 20.25 on the steeple grass and cruised home, and I mean cruised home, the last 400 in 27.5. No pressure, keeping plenty in the tank for the week, Friday and Saturday. And John was pretty buoyant about Jolly's Cafe's form, and he's pretty happy with Observational, the old boy. He's going quite nicely and on track to run very well in the Group 2 Eclipse Stakes. Aside from them, Nadia, Robert Smurden will line up Motown Lil in the Doveton Stakes. She had a nice short, sharp gallop this morning over 600 metres in 36.8, and she looks very competitive in the way her form lines up against the other runners in that race. Lilas and Berisha will both run on the weekend. Lilas, who will contest the Twilight Glow, just did some pace work, as did Berisha, who will run in the listed Sandown Cup and hopefully run strongly in the Sandown Cup. I still think that Swakadelic may be the better of have the better of Berisha, but on recent form, but Berisha certainly running in better company. So toss of a coin each way for both of them, probably if you wanted to. And Colin Little runs Jalan, had a good gallop on the steeple grass this morning over 800 metres. The mare contests the Summon Stakes and ran 800 in 52.05. The last 400 in 24.25 Nards, but look, some good horses and plenty to still talk about with the Spring Carnival at Sandown this weekend.
Okay, well, let's find one or two to back. Who do you think are the ones we can make some money out of?
I certainly think we can make money out of Yulong Monosaurus. Black Sail I'd have each way. Duke of Brunswick should go one better and run very well in the Sandown Stakes. Oregon's Day, I think, will be, if she gets luck in running, should be almost winning the Summon Stakes. Black and Tan in the Twilight Glow. And I think that you can also do very well with Observational, maybe a little each-way nibble on Friday night if you wanted to. Also, Nadia, definitely have a look at Nature Strip for Robert Smurden. Worked sharply this morning over a short distance. And I think that Jolly's Cafe for Johnny Sadler will run well on Friday night also.
Outstanding. Good on you, Rob. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Nadia.